Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Nedarim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. Hanodim min ha-tamarim, a person takes a neder from date. Mutar b'dvash tamarim, he's allowed to have date honey. Misit vanios, if he takes a neder from winter grapes. Winter grapes are grapes that are of lesser quality because they stay on the vine until the winter, and they're not pressed into wine. They would be used for vinegar. So mutar b'chomet sit vanios, he's allowed to have vinegar from those winter grapes. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, kol shesh Talad to kriya love. Anything, any final product that carries the name of the fruit in the final product, like dvash tamarim is not just called dvash, it's called dvash tamarim. Chometz sitvanios is not just called chometz, it's called chometz sitvanios. So it still has the name of the fruit in its title. V'nodrei menu, and someone took a neder against that fruit, asraf piyotzei menu. Then you're not allowed to have the product that bears that name. V'cham matirim, but the cham say that if you asked sitvanios, you're allowed to eat the grapes themselves. It's only the vinegar that you're asking, because they say, clearly the point was that you're not allowed to eat something, so it must have been the vinegar, because that's what's edible. Those grapes themselves are themselves not edible at all. So that's in fact a third shita in the Mishnah. So again, we have three shitos. If a person takes a neder from tamarim or from sitvanios, Tanakama said you're allowed to have the products of it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said no, you're not allowed to have it nor the products of it, and the Chum say you're only not allowed to have the products of it, but you are allowed to have it. Then the Mishnah test, we said the Mishnah teaches us another min ayin mutar b'yain tapuchim. If a person takes another from wine, he's allowed to have apple cider, because yayin means grape wine. It doesn't mean apple wine. We would call that apple wine. We wouldn't call that wine. Min hashemen mutar b'shemen shum shemen. If he takes another from oil, he's allowed to have sesame oil. Min advash mutar b'dvash tomorrow. If he takes another from dvash, he's allowed to have date honey. Mina chometz, if he takes neder from vinegar, mutar b'chometz sitvanios. He's allowed to have grape vinegar, because only wine vinegar is known as vinegar. Mina krushin, if he takes neder from leeks, mutar b'kaflotos. He's allowed to have a type of leek called kaflotos, which are apparently not called leeks. It's a different type of a leek. Min hayarek, if he takes neder from vegetables, mutar b'yarkos hasad. He's allowed to have wild vegetables, meneshu shem levai, because the term wild vegetables is a second name, so no one would just call that stam vegetables, and if they wouldn't call it stam vegetables, it's not included in his neder. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that if a person takes a neder from tamarim or from sitvanios, so is he allowed to have the devash tamarim or the chometz sitvanios? Three shitos. Tanakama says that he's only usher in the actual fruit itself, but not in the byproduct of the fruit, so he's allowed to have those things. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said he's usher in both the fruit itself and the byproduct, and the chums say he's only usher to have the byproduct, but the fruit itself is going to be mutter, because no one eats the fruit itself, at least by the sitvanios, by the tamarim. People do eat tamarim. And then in Mishnah Tess, we said that if a person takes neder from wine, that does not include apple cider, from oil does not include sesame oil, from honey it does not include date honey, from vinegar it does not include chometz sitvanios, from kreshin, from leeks, it does not include kaflotos leeks, and from yarek it does not include the yarakos hasada, because yarakos hasada are not just called yarakos, they're called yarakos hasada. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud, as well as Paragraph Zion Mishnah Aleph.